friends. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Today is, as we learn in the top five at five, is the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. The anniversary, the 240th anniversary of the founding of the United States Marine Corps in a bar in Philadelphia, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Now, we have with us, and we've talked to this man before a number of times, Todd Jones, who's with BBMC Mortgage here in Chicago. And they are, and Todd is a fine member of the board of the USO of Illinois, of which I am also a board member, and a... And is a guy that we've talked to about this before because whether through you or through other sources, I think to be fair here, VA loans are some of the most misunderstood and also maybe the one thing that is a benefit to veterans that they either have the most amount of confusion about or the least amount of access to along the way here for reasons that are, you know, still a little bit unclear. So let's start with this for a second, because I know we've heard people talking about this over the last couple of months, and the rules keep they do change on this. But for veterans, this is a pretty good deal, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, Ro, it is. It's an amazing deal, actually. It's unfortunate. It's kind of a travesty that that so many veterans don't understand just how beneficial the program is. And it's really it's a lack of education. And unfortunately, there's also some misunderstandings from professionals in the industry, real estate agents, bankers, who kind of steer veterans away from it. But it is you can get into a house with zero money down. It's got a preferred interest rate. It's typically lower than the current market, and it's got some assumability clauses and some other clauses that actually have protections for veterans and for active duty servicemen and women if they happen to be.
Let's put that in English. So assumability clauses. What is it? That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what
right?
You get your eyes glazed over.
You got nothing.
Like,
all
right, that sounds good.
Right, you got veterans coming in. First of all, what qualifies as a veteran? Right, it's not just having. There are some qualifications for that, right?
There absolutely are. So you can serve in the reserves or active duty, and the time is different depending on which one. And I think actually I've got Garrison Foster here with me today. He's a Marine, actually. And so
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy 240th.
I don't look a day over 230.
But he's also our subject matter expert on all things VA. So, Garrison, do you know the actual requirements as far as time served for a veteran?
I do.
That's good. That would be very helpful if they're making the call.
And I love that as you were talking, that is exactly the problem. A lot of the times, you know, acronyms or industry terms and stuff like that, it's just easy to flow off of the tongue, and you don't realize, okay, right. It just went over everyone's head. But for a reservist, it's 6 years of active drilling. I mean, that's what you need. And if you've ever been called to active duty overseas, you just need 90 days.
90 days of active duty overseas.
And then if you were active duty post-1980, you just need 2 years of active service.
Okay.
And to be a general discharge or greater, really. Anything other than dishonorable discharge will work.
Oh, wow. All right. And so that gives you access to this whole suite of products that VA loans encompass, and they're backed up by the government, right? Isn't that how that works?
What it is, acts as an insurance policy, essentially. With the VAR, you have to think of them as an insurance company. So they don't set guidelines. They leave it to the banks to set guidelines. The reason that there's so much confusion about a VA loan is that the VA say, we're going to insure it if you meet these minimum criterias, but we're not giving you any money. We leave it to the bank, go assess risk, and then lend money. Right? And so every single bank starts from scratch and builds their own VA loan. Why is there no consistency? Because every bank makes their own VA loan. And so you could go to Wells Fargo or Chase or Bank of America and be told you do not qualify for a VA loan when, in fact, across the street you do, because their guidelines are different.
So you have to shop around? You have to literally go to different banks and find out?
Well, the best way to do something like that is work with a bank that's called a correspondent bank, a bank that represents other banks. For example, BBMC Mortgage, we represent 20-plus banks, so we can piggyback off of the guidelines of 20-plus banks. That saves you an awful lot of time.
So you'll understand. What are some of the things that differentiate veterans? Is it... So if a guy who's been in the service for 38 years, let's say, wants a loan because he's just getting out now and he's, you know, buying a house is his qualification going to be different than somebody who was 2 years in, served in Iraq or Afghanistan?
No, absolutely not. It's line in the sand. Either you qualify or you don't. And that's the beauty of it, right? I mean, if you qualify.
But then why do some people and some banks qualify and others don't?
An example would be a short sale. right? There are banks out there that say, I had a short sale, you cost me money, it's going to be 7 years before you can get another VA loan. Mm-hmm. You go across the street and they say, short sale, wait, we were insured, we were reimbursed, we don't care, get another loan the day after a short sale. Mm-hmm. So it's how that particular bank assesses risk is what makes them either qualify or not.
Okay.
So if you're ever told no...
So it's all financial qualifications, not service qualifications.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, okay. You qualify or you don't.
All right.
What about credit scores? Is that important? Do you find there's also differentials there?
That's the exact same situation. Mm-hmm. It depends on the bank. There are actually no credit score requirements for insurance with the VA. And so the banks make their own decisions on how far down the credit spectrum they'll go.
Mm-hmm.
So, typically a VA loan is accessible at lower credit scores than your average conforming loan, your Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan. But to Garrison's point earlier, depending on the bank, you can go, some banks don't have any credit score requirement at all.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'd like to talk to those guys about credit score requirements. It's not really that my credit score is so bad. It's just it was once one thing. Now it's not. I don't know.
There are reasons for it. Legitimate reasons.
Legitimate, honest reasons. It has nothing to do with robbing a bank. All right. So back to VA loans. As the if you are qualified, essentially, it's less money, right? That you have to put down. The loan actually covers 100% of VA loans, right? Of the value of the home.
You don't have to put any money down, and there are county loan limits for VA loans, kind of like an FHA loan, but they don't work the same. And so, a county loan limit, for example, in Illinois is $417,000. But unlike FHA loans, you can go above that. You can buy millions of dollars. The largest VA loan ever closed was over $9 million about 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Who's that guy?
Cap.
What's his credit score?
And that loan officer is still on vacation. but I think a lot of the times that lack of education, that the lack of knowledge from the loan officer's perspective, they think they hear county limit and they tell the borrower, well, you can only go up to $417,000. Well, that just eliminated an entire market segment of veterans who want to buy above that, and they're not taking advantage of their benefits.
Well, I guess what's the biggest thing the veterans need to know about this? Because if you are a veteran, if you had 2 years of active duty service, 6 years of reserve or guard service, and or 90 days overseas as guard or reserve, then you qualify for this stuff. Why aren't more taking advantage of it? Because it's a pretty sweet deal, right?
I think all of what we just talked about is exactly why they get told no. And instead of being told no, you don't qualify for a VA loan here, mm-hmm. you just get told no, you don't qualify for a VA loan. They take that as a statement of fact and they don't pursue it anymore.
They give up.
And it's tragic. And it really comes down to a problem with theology. I mean, honestly, it comes down to loan officers out there making statements like the VA throw up all these roadblocks. They make it difficult to get a VA loan. No. The VA, as it comes to the mortgage side, they're a players association for the veterans. They're on our side. Every single rule that they have created was to stop predatory lending and stop predators from preying on veterans. And so they're not putting up, if you feel like they're putting up a roadblock, mm-hmm. quite possibly you're preying. And if you've been told, if you're a veteran and you've ever been told you don't qualify for a VA loan, you need to talk to another bank.
It's on the bank, as opposed to anything else.
I think there's also other influences as well in the industry. I think because of the lack of understanding about the program, specific realtors and even some bankers will just steer a client away from it altogether because there's additional appraisal requirements typically. And so realtors feel like their commission could be at risk if they find something wrong with the house.
Now, explain that. Why are there more appraisal requirements for the VA loan?
It's just like Garrison just said. It's for the protection of the vet. They want
because it's 100%. It's also 100% of the loan, too. Too, right?
It really more is about the protection than the 100%. They're insured. So to the bank, you're at 75% loan to value. It's one of the least, they foreclose at 1/10 the rate, right? And so the risk is so minimal, but the protections are so great. For example, you've got to do a pest inspection. Maybe we should not be putting our veterans in a termite-infested home.
So it's a respect thing.
It's about a protection. We need to make sure that we're not poisoning them. We need to do a well test. Oh, all these roadblocks. Mm-hmm. Maybe we shouldn't be poisoning our veterans. But, all these roadblocks that prevent us from doing a VA loan, it's crazy.
All right. Now, I want to just ask a question. So, obviously, you guys you're here representing BBMC Mortgage. This applies to you guys especially. And you've got to Garrison, who's a United States Marine, retired.
We would just say former Marine.
No one says former Marine. There's no former Marine.
No. There is no ex-Marine.
and Todd Jones, who is Army. And does it bother you that the Marines are 1 year older than the Army?
No, it does not.
The tougher part bothers him, but the year older,
no. The tougher part,
Wow. Gentlemen.
Just wondering if that's it. Is it. It doesn't. All right. Just I'm trying to get a little inter-service rivalry going here.
I saw you what you're doing there, stirring it up. Yeah. Blame Roe for that.
A little Army-Navy kind of thing happening here.
Absolutely.
Which, by the way, is going to be. That's going to be a letdown of a game, I think, this year. But let's not even get going there. The other. The important thing is if people want to get a hold of BBMC Mortgage, how do they do that?
Well, you can obviously go on our website www.mybbmc.com, and or you can also call us on our 800 number. It's 1-800-24-RATES.
So if you guys had to arm wrestle right now, who would win, the Army guy or the Marine guy?
Army
guy for sure.
Actually, I'm going to have to concede on that one. He might.
Okay, all right, okay.
On that one.
He took me on a Navy swimming workout today, and he definitely would have won there.
There's right. If you, immediately following the pool, I would have won. Now, you've recovered, I probably would run, but yeah.
All right. Everybody has their own skills. That's why we need all of the different branches. Everybody has their own thing.
Absolutely.
That's right. Even, I know, and what you're saying is that's why the Air Force exists. I mean, that's, I understand. I get what happens.
Is that how they would have said it?
That is exactly how they would have said it. I mean, grown up in an Air Force family, I know that there's not a whole lot of respect from the guys on the ground. Now the Air Force loves to put pictures up of guys standing around with weaponry on the ground, like around an airfield, like that's the or special Air Force Special Operations. Mm-hmm. Those guys actually put up pictures just to try to get some respect back, right? Because as opposed to a guy sitting behind a joystick in a Nevada desert doing something, they want a guy. They want guys, burly men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that, for a while the Air Force changed their dress uniform to look like an airline uniform. And then they realized, hey, we got to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go back.
We started, commercial airline pilots.
They started to look like a United guy, and they're like, no. That's not what they do.
That's not the right look.
No. All right. But I love my Air Force family, and I know that you guys love your family, so we'll just have to part friends. That's all I can say about it. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
gentlemen.
Guys.
Thank you for your service. Appreciate it. To the country and also now to veterans.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.